Meet Cliff, who has been at the SPCA for over 12 years and is still waiting to be adopted. Cliff is one of many animals still waiting for a home, as adoption rates hit their lowest since 2019. Animal welfare groups say this is due to more people returning to office and rising living costs, which make pet ownership harder. At Action for Singapore Dogs, just 65 dogs were adopted this year, a 60% drop from 2019.
With this reduction in the adoption rates, you realise that a lot of them are stuck. We have about 80-odd dogs in our five units here at the Animal Lodge, and then plus another 30 or 40 more in foster homes. So if they don't go out, nothing else can come in. We're very careful about overcrowding, because overcrowding causes a lot of issues like health issues and, of course, resources. The more we take in, the more we have to expend on vet fees, and that's taking quite a toll on our budget.
Vet fees accounted for nearly half of ASD's 878,000 expenditure last year and now cost 2 to 3 times more than 5 years ago for the same conditions. To cope, the charity is now considering downsizing. Singapore's largest animal welfare organisation, SPCA, is also seeing adoption rates fall.
Before COVID in 2019, we had about 900 over adoptions a year. And then during COVID, it dipped to about in the 700s and 800s. And then now in 2025, it has dipped even further to just in the 200s. If there's no outgoing, there's no incoming. So because we're always operating at full capacity, if lesser animals go out, we cannot take in more animals. So therefore, it affects the number of emergency cases. It affects us taking in abandonment or even those that are found injured and all that.
To turn things around, SPCA is trying something new. It's creating home-like spaces modelled on HDB flats to help anxious animals meet potential adopters and improve their chances of adoption.